evening, all.
This is Gordon, W2TTT. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo. Okay, very good. Good evening, everyone. The Bergen Amateur Radio Association has a technical net once a week at 9 p.m. on the Chestnut Ridge 146.955 megahertz repeater. The repeater is operated by the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club and is in Alpine, New Jersey. Purpose of the repeater, purpose of the net is to engage in a dialogue of technical subjects related to amateur radio, electronics, electricity, computing, telecommunications, the things in our society that use those things, which is pretty much everything. So you framed the question right, you can talk about pretty much anything you want. We also have announcements and some follow-ups from previous topics, so do listen sharp for those. If anyone has any announcements, they're welcome to make them as well, or comments on previous things. So, the way we check in is with our call sign, our name, and we indicate whether we have a question, a comment, both, or none of the above. We do want you to check in, even if you don't have a question or a comment, because it helps us gauge who's listening and what topics we can focus on, how we should focus on them. The other thing it does is sometimes you'll become a resource for a topic that you didn't realize that you might be able to be helpful for, because it may not be your first impulse to respond. So, again, we ask that you check in anyway. So, with much further about... before we start, is there a station on frequency who can take a list of call signs? I don't need whether or not people are, you know, how, what they're doing. I just need to know, is there a station on frequency who can take a list of call signs tonight?
Yeah, I can do that for you. Gordon, this is K2 set up.
If you just email me, Jim, a list of call signs, that'd be great. I'll handle the, who's got questions, comments. I can handle that pretty much in my head, but I just got done drilling three scouts and one mom in the amateur radio exam prep for the last two nights, and they're going to be at the Baritone session tomorrow, so thank you. I really appreciate that. All right, so the way we check in is by call sign group, and we'll all call for whichever, and you call with your name, your call sign, your name, and again, whether or not you have a question or comment, both or none of the above. So let's start with the November calls. Any station whose call sign begins with November, please call K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo.
K2 BAR. This is N2OEL. No questions today.
Good evening, Noel, and welcome aboard. Good for you. Any other November stations?
November Yankee 2 Hotel. Name is Lou. No questions.
Okay, Lou, good evening. Welcome aboard. November Yankee 2 Hotel. Nicely done. Any other Novembers? All right, let's go to the Kilo 2s. Actually, why don't we, before we do that, let's say K2ZO, do you have a question or a comment for the net tonight?
K2BAR. This is K2ZO. Yes, I have a question, and I think it might be an interesting one that everybody will be amused by anyway. Back to that, K2ZO.
Most excellent. Okay, any other Kilo 2s?
K2AMI, Tony.
Hey, Tony, any questions or comments?
I'm sorry, no questions, no comments. I guess some announcements, but that's about all.
It's like a comment. Okay, very good. We'll have you with that. Any other stations with Kilo 2s?
K2DSL, David. None of the above.
Thank you, David. I missed you last weekend. I wanted to operate. Anyway, such is life. All right, any other Kilo 2s? Okay, all other Kilos.
ACQ-SQP, is that you, Stuart? And do you have a question or a comment? Sir, we didn't copy any of that. We're not even sure it's Stuart, but I'll come back to you. Any other kilos?
We have two ID, Ben.
Ben, any questions or comments for that?
Yes, I have a question.
I'll put you right after Jim. No problem. Any other kilos?
Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Romeo Yankee. Question?
Okay, wow, we're rolling a few questions. Good evening. Nice to hear you, Jim. KC2BRY. All right, any other kilos? Okie dokie. So, how about Alpha Station? Alrighty. How about, let's see, Alpha, Whiskey Stations, any Whiskey Stations, please call K2BAR. With your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question, comment, both, or none of the above, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2ZNT.
ZNT, questions or comments?
I have a question.
Joe, I have four questions. Wow. Okay, we're racking them up here. Very good. Any other whiskeys?
This is W2JEK, Don, with a comment.
Well, it's going to be a chatty night tonight. Good evening, Don. And just FYI, I got three scouts for your test session tomorrow night. They're going to bring two forms of ID and everything else, and $15, and their social security numbers. It should be interesting. Anyway, any other whiskeys?
WE2R, no questions or comments.
Hey, very good. Good evening, Charlie. WE2R, K2BAR. Any other whiskeys? Hey, any call sign of any format I might have overlooked or late check-in, anybody else, please call K2BAR.
KO2, okay.
Any Bennett, questions or comments?
Hi, Gordon. No questions, no comments at this moment. Just turn on the radio.
No problem. Alrighty. Well, then let's get started here, boys and girl. K2ZO, your amusing question, please. K2BAR.
AJ4WD.
Okay, AJ4WD. Rachel, do you have a question or comment for the net?
No questions, no comments.
Welcome aboard. Very good. Jim, over to you.
Okay. K2BAR. This is K2ZO. I recently acquired a damaged R7000 ICOM receiver. And this thing had a broken AF gain pot on it. The pot had just two connections. You know, typically an AF gain pot's got one go in the ground, the wiper, and then the signal, where you just pick it off as a voltage divider. Didn't do that. Just two of the leads, the center tap and the pot on one side. Put a jumper across that, figured that it would adjust the audio. But the radio was dead. Let me drop it. The VFO hit gives me an indication as I turn it, and but I don't hear anything when we put a signal on and tune to a strong, as you know, that's a VHF receiver, and tuning to a strong signal like the Weather Bureau, nothing, dead, completely dead, not a sound, even as I said when I jumped that audio pot. I mean, you hear a little static when you first turn it on, and that's it. My question is, and this is, I think, what somebody will find amusing, is that people don't realize that at one point in time, ICOM made radios in which the whole operating system was in non-volatile memory, and was not in non-volatile memory, I should say. And if you had a dead battery, it was no longer a radio. What I'm, my question is that the case that I'm running into now? If you had a radio like that and you did lose the memory, what happened? Did you lose everything? Did you lose the display? I still have display. That was my question. Have you run across that case before, anybody? K2ZO.
You're JK.
Go ahead, Don.
Somebody gave me a radio. I forget what it was. I don't know if it was a Radio Shack or I forget even what model it was. I don't know if it was Radio Shack or something like that. And it had two batteries. It had, I used like four D cells or something, I think, is the main battery. But they also had another place where there were two AA batteries, which were the ones that actually provided the memory or kept the memory alive. And the thing about this was one of these radios where you had to punch in your, couldn't just tune the radio. If you wanted to listen to 970 AM, you had to punch in 970 enter, and that would get you on the AM dial. Or if you set it to FM, you'd say 97.3 and enter. You didn't tune up and down the band like you do with an analog radio. And so I'm wondering if there's a battery in there that does that, Jim, for that purpose alone. Maybe that would be part of the problem. Do you have a schematic for that by any way, by any chance? Back to net, W2JK.
AJ4WB, comment?
Go ahead, Rachel.
K2ZO and Sinet, I had, or I should say I have, a Yaesu HT, and the owner's manual clearly stated that the battery that kept the memory alive should not be replaced unless the radio was turned on and had an alternate power source. Then you could take out the battery that was keeping the non-volatile memory alive, replace the battery, and put it back in. If you had taken the, it was like a button battery, if you take the button battery out and you did not have a good main battery or external power supply, you would lose all programming in the radio and you'd have to re-download through the interface. So maybe that's similar to what you're talking about with this particular Yaesu. Back to net.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Jim a question. Jim, when you put it, when you tune on a strong signal, what does the S meter do?
Got an ID there. S meter does not move up, okay? So the radio is dead now. I don't know whether I've lost something or whatever. From what I can find in looking at it, there appears to be only one battery in there. Soldered in, and you know, as I say, I know of people having this type of experience. Perhaps I did download the instruction manual, and I've got to go peruse it. It's a big manual, and actually, I think I found the service manual, so maybe that might be better. But I guess the question really was, when this happens to one of the radios, now this radio sat for a couple of years before it was thrown in a dumpster, and that's where I found it. so it's not been treated well. But it's a neat radio, and of course it's general coverage all the way up to 2 gigahertz. And it's not blocked or anything, it's that old, you know, so it'd be cool to get this thing going again. But the VFO knob turns, the indication of frequency moves on there. Nothing is received. I can't punch in anything from the front panel. So I guess my question really was, when something like this happens, is the radio completely dead, nothing, no display, no nothing? Or does some of the functions seem to work? I'm not familiar with the ICOMs well enough to know that. But I think Rachel's suggestion of taking a look at the manual is probably the better thing to do. Back to net, K2ZO.
82 AMI.
Hi, Tony.
Okay, I had a ICOM 271 and a 471, both of which had a memory or system memory battery, a little 3-volt button battery. When the battery went dead, as it did after about 8 or 9 years, the display read, but because it was a 2-meter radio, it read erratically. It read all kinds of strange frequencies. The LEDs lit up. They did change when I dialed around, but it did not come up to anywhere near the 2-meter band frequency it was supposed to. Likewise with the 440 repeater radio. When it went dead, nothing worked. But inside the ICOM radio was a little board, probably less than 2 inches square, that contained this little battery. And I removed that board. It was not difficult to remove. It was a matter of a connection or so, maybe even a slip-on joint, as I recall. And I sent it back to ICOM with the model number and the serial number of the radio, and they replaced the battery and reprogrammed the system, and I was back in business again. You can replace the battery, but you can't replace the memory of the operating system. But the complete operating system was based upon that little 3-volt button battery. And it does require it to be, a full 3 volts or close to it, or otherwise it really won't work. So my quick guess is that if you had symptoms where you can dial the radio, but not get any sensible frequency change or orderly frequency change, that might be a clue. Back to you, Jim.
Okay, well, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And since this thing was thrown in a dumpster, I'm not sure how much damage it sustained. It did snap off that one pot for the audio, but, jumping that out still didn't get me any audio. And putting an antenna and tuning it across known, strong frequencies got no response at all on the S-meter. The S-meter goes up and down when you vary the RF gain control. No smoke comes out of it. So I'm starting to think that this radio is old enough to be in that class that stored the memory on that chip, and it was volatile. Now, I do know there are companies that make a cure for it. If I could find that, maybe I could just look it up and see if they make one for the R7000. That would give me a clue. But I do know there are people that make a fix for the problem. So that would be interesting. Back to that, K2ZO.
TSL with a comment.
Okay. I'm just thinking of something else here. The radio being totally dead, I'm just not comfortable with the idea that we're blaming it on the battery pro forma. I think the first thing we need to do is understand whether or not that battery issue is relevant to this product, the R7000, number one. And then having said that, I think, you really need to think about injecting an audio signal into the audio oscillator and then, a 455 signal into the IF chain if you see a Murata filter in there, and just start backing it up to see what's dead and alive. You know what I'm saying, Jim?
Well, right. I agree with you on there. That's exactly what we need to do. I believe the audio circuit is working because when you turn it on, you get a pop as the power supply comes on. You hear something. So I'm sure that's what it is. But I expected that, if there was a problem with the audio, that we would at least see indication on the S-meter, and it's absolutely dead. Yet the VFO knob turns and numbers come up, and that's it. Nothing else.
KTGSL with a comment.
See, then, is, where, and you have the service manager, you can check, see if you can put a probe in there to see if you can sense the VFO moving around in frequency, even on a general coverage receiver or wherever the VFO is. I mean, that would probably be a good thing to sniff too, because as you rotate the dial, you can see, you can hear the signal.
I've got enough receivers that I could listen to the insides and what's going on. Go ahead, Dave.
This is K2DSL. I just, browsing on
various searches. Have you done a reset of the radio, Jim?
Yes, I did a reset on it. Yep, and didn't change anything.
It looked reacted.
I didn't see anything, any change.
Okay, and just FYI, just because the power, when you power it up, you hear a little pop, doesn't mean your audio amplifier stage is working.
That's very true, but it does mean the speaker's connected.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, so let's go to the next thing about this. I really think you need to number one, find out what the deal is with respect to, the battery maintenance. I would just even Google R7000 battery replacement and a replacement battery and see if anything comes up.
Yeah, that would be a good one to see if the thing. You know, I thought that someone might know off the top of their head, because I know, I remember one time at one of the Barra meetings, one of the younger members saying, gee whiz, I decided to replace the battery, and now I'd have a dead radio. And of course, we all scratched our heads before we realized that the way they did it, and then of course he had to send it back.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Anybody else?
W-A-2-Z-N-T.
Joe?
Yeah, well, my question has been answered. This is a technical net. I didn't know whether the Wednesday night net had moved, but this is in addition to that net. So I won't have anything to contribute, but it was nice to listen in, and good evening to all. Thank you, Gordon. K2BAR, WA2ZNT.
Joe, we like lurkers. In fact, I get all sorts of strange emails following nets from people. I was listening to the net tonight, and my first answer is, why did you check in? So I'm glad you did. You can always learn something, all of us. So this is good. All right. So let's see. Anybody else have any thoughts for Jim?
K2ZO. I just wanted to say hello to Josephine. And Josephine, we're going to be at field day over in Paramus.
Yes. I'm aware of that, and I hope to be able to make it. as you know, I'm not as young and agile as I used to be, but my spirit is there, and several people have reminded me, and I've had offers of transportation, too, so I hope that everything will work out for the 27th. Thank you, Jim, yeah, K2ZO. And I, remember me to your wife. I still remember her and the time we went together to that other place.
Okay, very good. Well, I have your favorite chair all waiting for you, so no problem.
A good operator, too.
Does it have a cushion in the back or something? Because I have trouble with my lower back.
We'll provide whatever you need.
Can't ask for more, can I? All right. Thank you. See you all there, hopefully.
Happen to know she's a good operator. She taught me, along with her husband in WA2OPY, Jan, God rest her soul, as well, how to handle a radiogram on the Passaic Valley Traffic and Emergency Net. And that was 34 years ago.
Yeah, I remember those days. Not nice of you to remember, Gordon. Yep, you were just a young boy then. So we've been acquainted for a long time. And thanks to all. It's good to see you. Good to hear Tony and Bennett and all the rest, Don and the whole list.
And there was a fellow from West Patterson, W2, was it ETD?
Yeah, a retired policeman, no. Yeah, I'm not sure. No. Maybe I'm getting ETD. I remember the call.
Yeah, he was active on 2 meters. In fact, he brought over a bunch of aluminum rods and tubes So, and I took a broom handle and some bolts and made my first 5-element 2-meter Yagi anyway, which ends up being hand rotated out of a window box that stuck over my roof out the third floor of my house, which was flat. Anyway, enough of that. Thank you, Joe.
That's okay. Perhaps I should sign and just listen and not hold up the net any longer. WA2ZNT, thank you for letting me in.
Thank you for coming aboard. That's awesome. You tell people how to make a cheap 2-meter Yagi. Amazingly cheap. It's easier to do with the advent of Home Depot and Lowe's and places like that. So anyone who wants to know how to do that, we can discuss that another night or even later tonight. So let's see. The next thing, Jim, back to you before I move it on to another subject. Go ahead.
Comment KO2, okay.
Okay. No other comments. I guess we had a couple other people. VRY had a question, I guess. And back to that K2ZO. And go ahead, Gordon.
And Echo.
Okay, just two things. I went through some sheets that are you can find on the internet about, you know, how to replace a backup battery, how to replace the RAM card backup battery. And one of the statements is implementation of some of these electronic radios required a CPU with associated logic circuitry in the 1980s. Most cost-effective way was using DRAM to control the CPU. This DRAM was volatile memory. The following receivers and transceivers had such RAM units. Now, I don't know how, if this was, this looks like it looked back, so it should have covered your radio, but it doesn't say your radio. The only receiver it lists is the R71A. That's one thing. The other thing is, ask D. I think D had an R7000 because I remember him selling one at one time, so he may be pretty familiar with it. And that's it. KO2, okay.
Very good. Okay. Let's see. Now, we got very far afield here, but I think our next question is from KC2VRY, so Jim, why don't you take it? K2BAR.
Yes, KC2VRY. I believe my question is related to operator error. I have a Dixon 450 HF radio and having trouble either adjusting or programming it for FM. I'm trying to get onto the link for 440 repeater, and it has a 10-meter link, and I don't seem to understand what I'm reading in the manual.
Okay, so what radio are you trying to use, and are you trying to use it on 10 meters?
I have a Yaesu FT450, and I'm trying to operate on 10 meters to access the 440 repeater that's in the Empire State Building. They have a FM link that's up in Wurzburgo, New York.
Okay, so that's fairly straightforward. But Wurzburgo is not exactly around the corner, so you're going to have a good 10-meter antenna, and it may have to be vertically polarized in order to be effective to Wurzburgo. It may not, depending on where you live. But you would set your radio for FM. You would set PL for whatever frequency they tell you to. You would set the offset to whatever, I forget what it is, so that you're transmitting on the input of the repeater and then listening on the output. I do have a question, though. If you dial up the radio on FM on 10 meters and key the repeater on the Empire State Building on 440, do you hear yourself coming out on 10 meters?
No, what happens is when I dial up the radio on the band to that frequency, which is 29.62, according to the manual, you're supposed to set it and dial it up, and then you're supposed to set the mode to FM. Once I set the mode to FM, I can't dial the radio anymore. So,
give up-down buttons instead?
Say that again?
Do you have, like, up-down buttons on your microphone or on the front panel of the radio instead of a tuning up?
For the band and the mode.
me. I'm not familiar with the FT450. When you so you change it to FM and the knob stops working. That's what you're saying, right?
Correct.
Okay. On that radio, on the microphone, are there up and down buttons to press?
That's a negative. Just the lines is a push to talk button.
Okay. But you can dial 2962, hit FM, and you're still there, right?
I can dial it.
You can put it in FM, and you're still on that frequency, right?
No, then it switches. I don't know why it changes the frequency, and then I can't dial it anymore.
What frequency does it change it to? What frequency? Did you?
Double.
What frequency does it change it to?
I'm trying to figure that out now.
This is an FT450?
That's correct.
KF2ID, I'm going to have to drop out now, so skip my question.
Okay, very good. Sorry about that, Mr. Ben. Okay, so let's try it differently. Dial up 2962, leave it in whatever mode it's in. If you take your 440 radio and dial up the Empire repeater and key it up, do you hear a carrier on 2962? Do you hear any signal on 2962 when you activate the 440 repeater at Empire?
I'm on 29...
20... Yeah, you say you're on 29 and you dropped out. Jim, are you there? Okay. I think for the moment I'm going to go on to the next question because
yeah, you might as well.
Complete answers to basic questions. Okay. So, let's see. Now I've really lost track of things. We had Ben's question, we had Jim's question, we had the other Jim's question. Who else had questions posted?
B2JEK had a comment.
Why don't you make your comment, then Tony will make his comment, and then we'll come back to Mr. VRY and see what we can do for him. So, Don, go right ahead. W2JEK, K2BAR.
K2BAR in the group, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. And, yeah, I'm just announcing that I'm running a test session Friday tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the high school. And anybody studying for a technician, be advised that the question pool will change, and we will have new questions and test material as of July 1st. So if you're studying for the current question pool, get to a test session before the end of this month. Otherwise, you're going to have to buy the new, you're going to have to study the new question material if you're going after July 1st. So you got to study the right materials.
AC2VRY, could you repeat that, Don, please?
Glad to have some people from your group coming over. That's back to net, W2JK.
AC2VRY, question on that?
Go ahead, Jim.
Don, could you repeat that, please, about the question pool?
And the question pool for the technician license, just the technician license, Jim, will be changing as of July 1st. So people who are studying using the material for the current, the test material for the current testing, will have to get a test before July 1st. After July 1st, you will have to study the new materials for the new question pool and take a test because they're changing the question pool. This is only applies to the technician license at this time. Back to you.
Okay, I got that. Because I'm studying for the extra, but that doesn't change for another year or two, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to. I think the general changes next year, and then it's the year after for the general. I don't have my book in front of me right now, though.
son was studying for the taxation. I guess I better tell him to get over there or get a new book.
Got a week and a half.
Okay, back to that.
Very good. Don, what I told my scouts is to bring two forms of ID. I suggest that they bring copies of things like birth certificates and social security cards and not the originals, because they have a tendency to be a little scatterbrained. And I told them to bring $15 and their social security numbers.
Okay, fine, Gordon. That's great. And we'll be all set for that. Okay, we have three customers and probably some more. I haven't had any emails about testing, so we'll have to see what happens. You never know when you don't have any emails, and then you'll have a crowd, and other times you get a bunch of emails and nobody shows up. And you never know what you're going to get. Back to that, W2JK.
Well, there's one mom driving all three of them. In fact, one of the kids is going on vacation the very next day, and his mother's sending him with his other mother because she's at wit's end trying to move a household of, count them, nine. Yes, she and her husband have seven children, both all theirs, out the door the next morning, so it's kind of fun. Anyway, thank you for doing this, and Nancy and I may drop by. What room number is it?
123. It's the first one inside the door.
You think I'm in the main entrance or the one we use for the ham fest?
The one we use for the ham fest there, the one where by the parking lot where the door faces the street. Not the kid night entrance, but the other entrance where the door faces the street.
I've never been to kid night over there, but that's okay. I've only made the kid nights in the alternate locations. All right, very good. Thank you very much. K2AMI, I believe you have some announcements.
I guess it's been mentioned here on frequency, but obviously on the weekend of the 26th and the 27th, there is the National Ham Radio Seal Day run by the ARRL, and of course Barra and many other clubs in the area will be participating, and we'll be operating at 327 East Ridgewood Road, or East Ridgewood Avenue over in Paramus, and that's the intersection of Pascack Road, Farview Avenue, and East Ridgewood Avenue. It's the Community Services Building. We'll be in the parking lot there. Those who are operators, anybody who's interested in helping carry things and install things, get there early, like 9 o'clock would be good, not too early. The field day starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and I think it runs to 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Well, if you can't get there early, get there when you can in that time slot, and look around and ask if you can operate, and I'm sure there'll be an opportunity for you to operate some very fine equipment. There'll be some very new equipment you haven't seen, expensive equipment that shouldn't break. So please say, come along and try using it. Ask for instructions if you don't know how to use it, and there'll be, of course, food at the normal meal hours, and a good time by all. That's question, comments number one. Comment number two was, Gordon, you missed the most fantastic 6-meter weekend I've ever seen. I know you've heard from other services sources, but I've never seen so many band openings on so many frequencies over the VHF contest weekend. I wish I could have put more time, and I wish we could have gotten up to the hill without the threat of lightning and thunder. Operating from home, we had an awful lot of fun, and 6 meters is open in every direction, and my big claim is I operated one station in California on 6 meters. So it went up to Maine, and down to Florida, out to Utah, and out to California. Maybe next time. Back to net.
It's open for 5 hours now.
It was open this morning. It's been open every morning this week and parts of the afternoons. I've been just too busy to even operate. Well, congratulations, Tony. And I looked at the weather over the weekend as it evolved, and I said, my God, the propagation in all different bands, as you said, not just 6 meters, which I knew was good. I've been looking at the spots and stuff every so often. but boy, just outstanding, really outstanding. Anyway, it is what it is, and we'll, you know, hopefully live long enough to enjoy some of this stuff. Think of all those years when you were younger, you didn't have time for this, so it's kind of where I am right now, so it's a bit of a challenge, but we'll get there. Anyway, congratulations again, Tony, that's just awesome. California, Utah, Florida, and me, all the same weekend, that's awesome. And I was hearing this stuff all the time. That I was in my shack, I could turn it up when I wasn't on a conference call. Anybody else have any comments about this?
Separate comment.
Go ahead.
For Jim, VRY, it's KO2, okay. Hey, Jim, if you want to talk about your radio for a few minutes, let's go off frequency, maybe down to 7-9 repeater. I think I know your problem.
We could do that after this net closes, sure, unless you want to do it now.
Yeah, this may go on longer than I want to hang around, so it's up to you.
Yeah, we can get off this, get out of the net and switch over.
Thanks, Gordon. KO2, okay.
I think a lot of us would like to know the answer, though. But okay. Very good. Let's see. Does anyone else have any questions about Field Day?
W2JEK.
Go ahead.
I know, Tony, for Tony, is there going to be a CW key available for the 6-meter rig? I know they don't make many contacts on CW on 6, but you can work them on CW if you work them on sideband and get another 2 points. So sometimes you find somebody out there like that. Just a thought. Back to that 72JK.
They probably will not be and not allowed to use CW on 6 meters. This is my personal opinion. As you know, with the disaster that happened 2 years ago where it cost me $300 to fix a radio that was operated on 6 meters, I'm leaving sour grapes here. But if you looked at our logs, I think we made 6 contacts on 6 meters out of 100 contacts. You could have used the same time to get many, many more contacts if you had used voice. Even though there might have been longer grids don't count in field day contest. It's contacts. So please use your voice, operate sideband, get as many contacts as you can. Don't worry about the grids. Basically, we may be using a 756 Pro 2, which requires an electric key, and it would not. And I don't know if we can operate with a hand key very well. So do not plan on using a CW on the radios, please. At least not on 6 meters.
Are you using an amplifier on six meters?
You can't operate a kilowatt in 6. You could operate 200 watts, but we won't even be going up there. We'll be operating 100 watts.
Okay, because you can plug a key or a paddle right in the front panel of the Pro 2, and, you know, except for paddles, you can change it to keys. You just hit the key button, just program it from the front, it's really easy.
Why would you do that?
Operate the CW contact.
Okay.
It's painfully simple. It's not even from the back. Everything's from the front. It's beautiful. It's simple. Anyway, I don't know what happened a couple of years ago. I don't want to step on my toes, but owning a Pro 2 and a Pro 3 and a 46 Pro, they all pretty much changed the mode between paddles and straight key. Right off the front paddle, it's easy to do. So, figure for one, you can do the other without having a SIM card. So, let's see. My field day plans, by the way, just so everybody knows, will be out in Rockaway, New Jersey, with Troop 139, Adventure Crew 7373, doing our own field day. And we'll have wire antennas, except on 2 meter sideband, pardon me, 2 meter FM. And I don't know what we're doing for 6 meters. Probably not much.
might, again, with my van, blew an engine, guys, so it's off, but it looks like it was from a poorly executed oil change, but, you know, the oil change company has not decided to even return my phone calls, which is not a good thing. So, if that continues, that will get my dander up. Anyway, so, Big Blue Whale is incapacitated indefinitely, if not permanently. So, let's see. I guess, anybody else have any field day questions?
W2JEK with one comment about field day.
I had not.
And somebody mentioned 200. I got the latest rules out here. 150 watts or lower, you get a power multiplier of 2. Anything over 150 watts, power multiplier is 1. That's rule 7.2.3, 7.2.4. Yeah, 200 watts would put you up in another class. Those multipliers. That's where it's at with the rules. Just so nobody realizes that. Factor in that W2JEK.
Thank you for that. That's excellent. All right, so it's 150 watts. I don't think we're going to be operating more than 200 watts. Or even at about 150. So that should be fairly straightforward. Although Jim is talking about bringing his 7700, which would be very nice, but he could throttle that back to 150 watts. He'll be just fine. The radio will probably thank you. By the way, that's a really sweet radio to use. If anyone has a chance to operate it, feel free to enjoy that one. Alrighty. Anybody else have, did I miss anybody else's questions in my tally here?
2JEK, I think you might have missed Stu, KC2SQP was trying to get in before. Maybe we ought to listen to him again.
Yes, Stuart, you there? Perhaps not. Okay. Any other questions for the Met tonight? Ready? Well, I do want to thank everybody for their questions and comments and excitement. June is an exciting ham radio month. I would encourage you to get on 6 meters and 2 meters as the weather changes, especially 2 meters. But 6 meters, man, if, you know, through this Father's Day weekend, if we can, you know, get some time to operate, what the heck, it's a good thing. Very, very good thing. And I may go hilltop at one point. I found out my son's hockey is canceled for Saturday, therefore I have some time, which I didn't otherwise have. And I got an Eagle project to work on in the morning on Saturday for a couple of boys, actually one boy, who's working it, but I'll be helping a bunch of boys with certain tools that they need to use that they can't use. That'll be excellent. And let's see. Well, hopefully we'll get a couple of new hams tomorrow night. That'd be also good. And I'm sure we'll get them one or another. These three boys, by the way, who will be there tomorrow night, are three of our five patrol leaders. And the other two patrol leaders are hams already. So they're kind of young, but because our Boy Scout troop has got a large number of boys going to the National Jamboree this year, we split the troop into two pieces, and the boys who normally would be patrol leaders for the kid going to camp are stripped off to go to Jamboree, so that leaves some more junior scouts to be in charge. So they're 12-year-olds, which is going to be interesting, but their patrols are four, so it's not, or four, I think in one case, five, so it's not too bad. But they each want to have at least one ham in their patrol, which I think is kind of cool. And a couple of them have hams in their patrol, but they're not hams themselves, so we shall see. And our safety vests are coming next week, which will also be good. Anyway, guys, any other final comments, questions, confusions before we move on?
again, I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. It was very interesting, and I still want the answer to my questions to Jim of VRY. Didn't quite understand why we weren't getting complete transmissions from him. But anyway, should be interesting. So, anyway, this is K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, the station of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, signing clear, Sync 73, and have a good evening. This is W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, and thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater. Godspeed.